Find Minneapolis on a map, then go about 500 miles north and you'll find the tiny town of Sioux Lookout in the Canadian province of Ontario. About 5,000 people live there, and in the past few days, the town's been enjoying some viral fame. The attraction? A roughly 6-foot, 800-pound menorah made entirely out of ice. It lights up with the touch of a button. Dr. Benji Goldstein works and lives in the largely indigenous community. He moved from Montreal to Sioux Lookout to practice rural family medicine. It's super cold up there, and he says the idea for a massive frozen menorah came to him suddenly.
I was collecting milk cartons a couple of years ago because I wanted to build an igloo. Discovered that I wasn't going to be able to build it. The Hanukkah was coming up, and I suddenly had this inspiration to build a nice menorah. It was a nice first draft, and I decided to go bigger this time around.
For version 2.0, Goldstein spent nearly 2 years collecting milk cartons to make bricks of ice.
And the actual labor that went into it was about 3 or 4 weeks, just because the bricks have to freeze for a week or so to make sure they're solid through and through. And then another week or so of labor on weekends mostly.
The giant ice menorah has proved to be a hit in Sioux Lookout. Goldstein says there's only about 10 Jews in town, and he says it's been a pleasure to see all the interest from the extended community.
It was very well received this year. Even before it was finished, people were coming around to see the construction process. We live on a sort of back alley street, and we noticed that people were unexpectedly coming by to see it.
Goldstein hopes the statue might inspire some new holiday ice creations in the future. It's already spawned a knockoff in Montreal.
I was told that after mine was built, a much smaller version suddenly sprung up in one of the parks in one of the Jewish neighborhoods.
Hanukkah may have ended, but Goldstein has no plans to get rid of the giant frozen menorah in his front yard. The extended weather forecast looks solid, wicked cold up there. Goldstein says he'll continue lighting his menorah every night until nature takes its course come spring.